The Gemara continues, Daf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph, four lines from the bottom by the two dots. Umoichoy lenochi. The Mishnah said as follows. Kol shoshimut lechoil, as long as it's still this man, that a person is allowed to eat the chometz, so muta lahachil behemtoi, machil behema lechay leofus. Why did I say Bema? Why Chaya? Why Oifus? Oifus is Agav. Behema Chaya is a Chiddush, even though Chaya hides it. So Lo Yiroi, Lo Yimotza. Now, this is Poshet, obviously. If you're allowed to eat, of course you're allowed to be Nana. If you tell me that you're not allowed to eat and you're still allowed to be Nana, that's a Chiddush. That's Takashit Rabbi Yehuda. There's a time that we're concerned about Achila. We give you 2 hours of separation from this Mana Issa. You have to stop at end of Shoravis. And according to Rameh, not. But Akoponim, Rabbi Yehuda differentiates. Issa Achila, but not Issa Hano. But the Mishnah that says, Kol Shoshim Muta Lecha, you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to be Nana. Of course you're allowed to be Nana. If you're allowed to eat, what, you're not allowed to be Nana? Of course you're allowed to be Nana. Zok the Gemara, Pshita, Umoichel Enochi, they're allowed to be Nana, Pshita. Zok the Gemara, Lafuki Mahay Tana. It's coming Lafuki the following Tana. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Beishama Oimrim, Lo Yimka Odom Chemtzel Enochi, Elam Ken Yedeh Boi Sheikhala Koidim Pesach. Beishama says a major Chiddush. You know, Pascha like Bezhil, but Beishama says, we make a Mechiron Chometz. Mechiron Chometz is out of sight, it's sold, it's not owned by you. You don't own it. Zok Beishamai, selling Chometz to a guy before Pesach is not enough. Voshtetin Tashbisu, Lo Yim Kodim Chemtzel Enochi Elam Ken Yedeh Boi Sheikhala Koidim Pesach. The guy has to consume it before Pesach. If you sell him something, the bread, he has to eat the bread. And that's your kiyum of Tashbisu. The Chiddush in Beis Shammai is that the Mechira alone is not enough, not just to sell it to the guy. You have to actually destroy it. How? I did a guy eating it. His achila, his eating, is destructive. It's not the mice that's strafe in the fire, but it's the strafe in the body. So even the guy, pshat is, it's like a shlichus that the guy is doing tashbisu for you. Now, guy is not a shlichus, but that's your kiyum of shlichus, of tashbisu. I could be mekayim tashbisu in this fire, b'fayal le'yam, or selling it to the guy and getting rid of it while the guy has it. That is your kiyum of kilu min ha'olam by giving it to the guy. That's what B'chonon explains. It's the gufa chelik of the mice tashbisu by him eating it. Chiddush Beis Shammai. Now, Beis Hillel argues. What did you say? Not yours is not enough.
He sold to a month ago a truckload of bread.
Right?
He sold cookies a month ago.
Okay.
So,
he. But you were Mekayim Tashbisu. Tashbisu, you're saying it's not yours. It's not yours to Mekayim. But you had Chometz Yishus. Could be this B'Tech Lamed, first of all. That's for starters. But let's say it's, even if, let's not discuss about how much before. It's a week before Pesach, right? So you have a Chiv Tashbisu. The Tashbisu starts from this man of Shloshim Yoyim. So if you have a Chiv Tashbisu, where are you Mekayim Tashbisu? It's not yours, it's destruct. You have to destroy it. You have to be mechalet min ha'olam. How are you mechalet? Mefarev ezel ruach, soyref, moichel a goy, and the goy consumes it. That's considered a ma'is tashbisu. Now, Beis Hillel says, nein. U Beis Hillel oimrim, kol shosh mutalecho mutalimkar. Tashbisu gufa is, your mechira itself is alone enough. The mechira alone is a kiyum of tashbisu. Doesn't have to be destroyed. It's mitzad the gavra, mitzad the chefter. That's how you have to look at it. That's what B'chon explains. According to Beis Hillel, it's mitzad the gavra. The gavra got rid of it. So really, that's your kiyum. It's not owned by me. I sold it, it's done. Masha'en ken, according to Beis Shammai, it's in the chefetz itself. The chefetz wasn't destroyed. Tashbisu is a separate thing. Lo Yiroya, you're saying...
Before Pesach, go ahead.
Why do I need
bedika for
like this? Your question on bedika, we're talking about an etzem achira right now. Yeah, bedika is because you're Meshami, there's many reasons in bedika. Everyone needs a kind of tashbisu. Tashbisu is the pasuk in the Torah. Zok the b'chonon, the yesoid machlekes is very simple. How do you look at the mitzvah of tashbisu? Is it mitzvah de gavra or mitzvah de cheftza, the hainu? If it's mitzvah de gavra, my maisa mechira is also tashbisu. This tashbisu is eating, consuming, throwing it in the ocean, selling. That's also tashbisu. According to Beis Shammai, that's Beis Hillel, Zok the b'chonon. Ois kuftzadi. Zok Beis Hillel, according to Beis Shammai, tashbisu is destroying, destructive. How do you have destructive? Garbage, ocean, mefa'al yam, or consumed by a guy. That's also the oifen of tashbisu. That's good for the machlokes. Now, There are others that say, Taka, that once you sell it, you Taka don't have to mekayem tashmish. That's the pashtus. Just like if you don't own a home, you have to put up a mezuzah? Of course not. I don't own the chometz anymore. I don't have to put up a mezuzah. I don't have to sell it. I don't own the home. If I don't own the chometz, I sold it. I don't have to destroy it. There's no chiyuv tashbisu. I don't own anything. That's what we try to have a kazayis over to mekayem tashbisu. But if you sold it, then it's not yours. If I don't have a home, I don't put up a mezuzah. That's the pashas. Mechonos being chadish that this gufa is a kima tashbisu. Zok di gemara daf chof aleph amid beis. Reb Yehuda ben Besera Omer kutach. Kutach is a type of dish. Rashi explains pirurei lechem ba'osim shum chometz. It's a milchka dish of kutach, famous in the Gemara all over Shas, and it has in there pirurei lechem in it, but it stays a long time. It's like a sour type of dough with all types of long-lasting dairy dish. So kutach v'chomine kutach osa limkor shloishim in koinim pesach. 30 days. The Rashi learns it's like Beishamai. Oh, that's what I'm saying. 30 days. The Rashi is saying this is according to Beishamai. Since I hold according to Beishamai that selling is not enough. Selling is not enough. You have to actually destroy it, meaning it has to be eaten. Destructive. The mitzvah tashbisu is destructive. Since this is not eaten in a time span within 30 days, it's not eaten maher, it stays a long time. Since you don't eat it, but they use it as a dip, Zakdrashi, so memele you're not allowed to sell it to a guy, even shloishim yoyim, betuk shloishim yoyim, because he won't eat it. And since the mitzvah of tashbisu is the destructive act, so memele it won't work to sell it. That's a rationalist. Tosis argues. Oimeri b'shem benetam, the Reb Yehuda that says kutach, you have to sell with, can't sell within 30, is even according to Beis Hillel. So why is it also by kutach? As long as you sell it, that's good enough. It could be a day before Pesach too. So I'll tell you a big yisoid. The shame, the kutach, shame, bailov, olov. Kutach, it's owned by so-and-so. Kutach is a type of dish, it's owned by so-and-so. Could be sourdough. People refer to it as, that's Mrs. Schwartz's sourdough. So that's maybe an issue by a sourdough. I'm not saying la locha, but it's something that shame by love olive. Doctor Isvus, even the ma'aser mechira would be chesaron because it's still shame by love olive. According to Beis Hillel, so usually it's not shame by love olive.
Excuse me,
Moshe, the goyin did not like the mechira exactly. The goyin held every mechira is a haroma. The only way it could be moichert is if the goyin actually takes it to his rishos. One second. The goyin says what's called the ma'aser mechira. If I own frozen 10 pies of pizza in my freezer, you have to take those 10 pies, give it to the goy's rishos, and he has to be in his rishos. Just because it's on paper, it's sold by him. Kaisel does this. I'm not. We're not being moichilas on the ma'aser mechira. But this taka, there's a haroma in the ma'aser mechira. They're going held. But let's see the end of Toysis. Toysis explains this. Toysis. Let's see Toysis. Oy megib shem retam. The rabbi also can be silver. Also be utach mishum nafshem ba'alav olav. The yoidim shu kutach shaploini. The yizbaru. That's the nekud over here. They'll think shemocha bePesach aydei nochi. That is, since it's shem ba'alav olav, maybe that's what won't be the problem today. They think that you shem ba'alav olav. Oh, Moshe's groceries owned by the goy. Pshat is here. They know. We know it's done before Pesach. The problem is that there's a shame by the volume by the kutach. They'll think you sold it on Pesach. Inami and other teretz yizbaru shem Pesach mocha Yisrael nochi. Either they'll think she mocha be Pesach al yidei nochi. I mean, I can't sell on Pesach, or a guy did it for me, or I actually sold it Yisrael nochi. V'lochen oisa Reb Yehuda limka kutach lenochi. This din of Reb Yehuda is according to Beis Shammai or even according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, a type of dish that's shame by love olive. But Tosis explains says shame by love olive means people will think you sold it today. I don't know if today people think when a guy owns your Pashkas cookies that you sold it today. They know you sold it before Pesach. It's ungenumen that you sold it before. That's the Svar of Tosis. Tosis first be Yisbu. According to Beis Shammai, Tosis is according to Beis Hillel, correct. Since the Maisa Tashbisu has to be that you have to destroy it, if it's not something that's going to be... Now, if the guy decides not to eat it, so Kaponim, you mitzad you, you did something that's destructive or could be destructive. You have to maybe say, the guy decides not to eat it, so you're gonna punish the guy because he didn't eat it. We're passing like Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, yeah, we see clearly that it has to be a Maaseh Tashmishah, has to be destroyed. It says clearly in the Mishnah that once it's before the Zman of the Issa, it's Mutah Bahano. If you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to be nerf from it. Zogmo Pshita. The Chiddush over here is that you're telling us that this man that it's us mutter to eat, you're allowed to be moicha. Umoicha anochi. Of course you're allowed to be nana. So Gemara leitzricha, the Chiddush is that the mutter, why it's mutter is the chorcha koidim zmanoi. Zogt Vashi, hai mutter ala achas man koi. It's going on after this man of the Issa. Koincha chorcha ba'or yofa koidim zmanoi. You already burnt it and charcoaled it and it's crisp and blackened before this man. Shebotel taimu marisoi. You already mevatel the tam. So now, la'achaz manoi, the chiddush is that it's mutar b'ano. It says, koidim z'manoi, the chiddush is that you were chorcha koidim z'manoi, so it's still mutar b'ano even after z'manoi. Because the mice, it's chorcha. It's not actually why? It's botel taimu marisoi. It doesn't look like chometz anymore. It doesn't look like a piece of bread. So that's why it's mutar, because he did the mice, chorcha koidim z'manoi. The hano is mutar. We're not saying you're allowed to eat it. We're not saying put it in your mouth just because it's charcoal. You're allowed to be nana from it. That's a pashas. Toysis argues, Toysis says much more than that. It's not enough that it's bottle time of marisoi. The dog is not particular about the marisoi. Toysis says it has to be nifsa machilas kelev. That's why it's mutar b'hano. It has to be like pasha ofsa, like we had in Daf Tezvov. That is what the chiddush is of mutar b'hano. Mutar b'hano is not koidim z'manoi. It means koidim z'manoi chorchoi, and even achas man is mutar b'hano. You asking him, is man the rice, is man the rabbonon?
When you're saying the mutl b'hano is referring to Erev Pesach.
We're talking about right now, after this man. We're talking about the Shosh Shishis. The Pash is the Gemara is going to discuss in a second about Shosh, which Shosh we're talking about. Gabi Ovis man, I'll shed light on what you're warning. But upon him, it seems to imply that it's mutl b'hano because it is nifsal machilas kelev. And we mean even on Pesach. Just we're saying that's even l'achaz manoi. No, our Mishnah is discussing the when is Zman is Achil and Hano. With the Raisa, it starts before Pesach. So Shvis is the Raisa. It's also. No, it has to do with our Mishnah because we're saying the Mishnah says Mutar b'Hano means Koinis Zman Issa. So the Mishnah says Pshita. The Mishnah says the Chiddush is that the Maisa Korcha took place Koinis Zman Issa. We're talking about this man. The Maisa Korcha took place Koinis Zman. Zog the Gemara. Ova Zmanoi Osa Bano Osoi. Now he asked about which time specifically. The Gemara says Ova Zmanoi. If it's after this man Issa, then it's Osa Bano. Versteht sich, he can't eat it. Zog the Gemara Pshita. What's the Chiddush over here? Zog the Gemara Leitzchicha. L'shoiz de Rabbonon. L'shoiz de Rabbonon means shoshishis. That's what Rashi learns. Kloimar, zmanoi is zman achilosoi afilu shoshishis. Sheini sula mit rabbonon, so it's osa b'hano. Meaning, ove zman osa b'hano, we're not talking about on Pesach, we're not talking about shoshvius. We're talking about in this man that's osa mit rabbonon. Ove zmanoi osa b'hano osoi is b'shois de rabbonon and shoshishis. It's even osa b'hano. The omer av gil omer av, chir ba yoyis, omer b'yechlon, hamekalish b'shei shoshis olam haylo. If someone's mekalish, I feel like chitku d'naisa. Chitku d'naisa is something which is very hard to become chometz. It's like chometz nukshe, Tosfos learned earlier. Ein chosh l'kedushin. We're not chosh l'kedushin. So Rashi learned earlier is because afkinu rabbono kedushin minei. The chachomim said, hey mamru, arayan b'kedesh saldas de rabbonon, afkinu rabbono kedushin minei. We're not chosh for kedushin. You were saying that what? That it's osa b'ano. So we're saying at kere kach, that even in the shoshis rabbonon, we're oike de kedushin. Others learn because it's not the kesef hananis. By kedushin, you have to have hano from the kesef. I didn't receive a hano. It's not a kesef hananis. If I received something that I can't be nana from because it's shoshishis, so then obviously it's not mekudeshes. Because mekudeshes means I'm being nana from the kedushin. There's no kesef hananis.
Which are we talking about?
Shishis. Shoshishis. When midoraisa, it's still muta.
The 4th hour is also bachila.
No, 4,000. It's going to Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir. Come to whom? Okay, well, why are we going to Gamliel? The Gemara before said it, Mishnah, okay.
So, So the fourth hour is mutter, tulf ended for the mutter free salty. Fifth hour is a yid, and sixth hour is us banah.
Correct.
And midiraisa.
Midiraisa shal shvis. Chorus is only a Pesach.
The sixth hour,
it's also midrabbanon. So he's saying there's even Issa Hano, even ain't Chosh LeKedushin. Why ain't Chosh LeKedushin? I midrabbanon Shabim Kedushas, Eshes Ish. So Rashi learned Afkin Rabbanon Kedush Minei, and others learned because it's not a Kesva Nana, it's no Kedushin. You have to be Nana. If you can't be Nana, where's the Matbea? There's no Pruta. Zog the Gemara Bala Yasik Baitanib Kirayim. Now the Mishnah said numerous examples of what does it mean Issa Hano. You know how to use it to burn up and warm up your house. So Gemara Pshita, obviously you can't. It's Hano. Lo Yitzricha L'Rab Yehuda. The Chiddush is even according to Rab Yehuda. Even according to Rab Yehuda that says that what? The Omer Ein Bir Chometz Al Sreifa. Rab Yehuda says that Bir Chometz is Sreifa. That means the Etzim Bir Chometz is burning it. So Sargadayt Chamina. Hoi Vom Rab Yehuda Mitzvosa B'Sreifa. B'Hari D'Kos Sorif Lei L'Shani Minei. I'm being Mekayim Tashbisu. I'm doing Sreifa. Yes, I'm using it to warm up my house. But I'm burning. So maybe I can be Nana B'Shasta Kim of Tashbisu. Komash Melon. That no. That Yenala be Nana L'Yasik B'Tanav Kirayim. Even though you didn't be Mekayim, it's a Sreifa. That means when you're burning the Chometz, you shouldn't be Nana from it and warm yourself up if it's a cold, wintry Erev Pesach. Because Yenala be Nana even B'Shasta Mitzvah Tashbisu. Zok the Gemara, Omar Chizkiya, Minayin L'Chometz B'Pesach She'osu B'Hano. So till now we learned in the Mishnah very clearly, Is Hano. What's the makor for Is Hano on Pesach? Zok the Gemara, Omar Chizkiya, Minayin L'Chometz B'Pesach She'osu B'Hano. So first of all, Tosfos, before we go weiter, B'Hari T'Kosor of L'Shani Minei, the Chizkiya should be Nana even B'Shasa Sreifa. Zok Tosfos, this is according to Rabbi Yehuda that says, Chometz B'Sreifa Afore Muta. In Gemara and Tumur it says that Kolin Isrofin, something that's burnt, like Noiser. So once it's burnt, you're allowed to be Nana from the Aforan. It's Nasa Mitzvosoi. It's consumed. So you're allowed to be Nana from the Offer. So you might think, since Aforan is Mutter, so mainly you should be Nana B'Shas the Sreifa because Aforan is Mutter. Komash Melon, that no. That's not enough. You have to wait till Mamash Aforan, not during the Sreifa. But according to Rabbonin that say that the Mitzvah is Mefar V'Zol Ruach, so then it's like Nikvorin. Nikvorin Aforan is not Mutter. Because Nikvorin, the halach is, it's just an echatimtza. Bury it. But if it pops out of the ground, you're not allowed to be nana from it. When, and Reb Chaim explains, the famous Reb Chaim in Tashbisu, the question is that what's the difference if it's Nikvorin, if it's Mevar Vezel Ruach, or if it's Reifa? Both of them, it's a mitzvah Tashbisu. Both of them, it's a sky mitzvosai. So why should Aforin be osur if it's a sky mitzvosai day, I day Mevar Vezel Ruach? The whole word in Aforin Muta is by Nisrofin, so that's the mitzvah is to destroy it. The mitzvah is to destroy it. Well, here the mitzvah is tashbisu. So if the mitzvah is tashbisu, straight for a fire, both of them it's as mitzvah. Why should Aforin be osur when it's the kvarin, when it's not sreifa? Zok Reb Chaim, you're right, both are tashbisu. But here the tashbisu is in the chefza. You have to destroy the food. So Mela, once you destroyed it, Aforin is mutter. That's good for the Torah is saying. Here the mitzvah is mitzat the gavra. The person cannot have chometzim to shos. How? By getting rid of it. Once it pops up, you're not a banana. Avadiyim mekayim tashbisu by getting rid of it, throwing it in the yam. But lemaisa, it's the mitzvah was never done in the chepetz, it was done in the person. Person had to get rid of it. Shem binis v'shus. So once it's there, it's a foreign takosa. Zok the gemara, what's the makar of Is Hano? Omar chizki minayin l'chometz pesach she'osu b'hano shenema. Lo yei ochel chometz. Now, it doesn't say lo yoichal. We read it lo yei ochel. It just says yud alef chof lamed. If it would say lo yoichal, you're not allowed to eat chometz. Don't say Is Hano. But since it says in the strange lotion of lo yei ochel, it should not be eaten by you. What does be eaten by you mean? Zokma loye loy boyheta achila means do not do anything. What's the purpose of making a panosa, of income, of money, in order to fill your fridge? So don't do something that you haven't had achila. Any hano you derive from something, well, the purpose of the hano is that you'll be able to eat it. So we see that as an isa hano too. It should not be brought to achila. If you're nana from this item, it's in order to at the end of the day eat it. But we see the issa is the hano. Zok mo lo ye ochel chometz, lo ye bo heta achila. Zok Rashi, lo ye ochel medikrine, lo ye ochel mashma, lo ye bo heta ramevi lidei shum achila. Vestam hanoitz lidei achila in boiz. Shalakech bedomim dova michael. That's what you do with your money. You buy food. So mela, it says lo ye ochel, do not do something which brings about hano, which is brings about in order to eat. It's only because it says a strange lotion, we read it lo yeochel. If it would not be read as loy ochel, hava mina is achila mashma is chanole mashma. That means you're only not allowed to eat chometz. You're allowed to be nan on chometz on Pesach. Zog the Mora, this statement of Chizkiyah that because it says loy ochel, it's also bahano is behed yinal gabavo upligid gabavo. Famous gabavo in Shas. The Om gabavo. Gabavo says komo koim shenem aloy ochel loy soichal loy soichlu. Anytime it says the shoyrish of es achila, it doesn't make a difference if it's read loy ochel or not. Echad es achila veechad es hano mashma. Achifod rakosuv keder shpor lchom nevela. By nevela, the Torah says clearly you're allowed to be nana. Is mashma anytime it doesn't befire behead you're allowed to be nana, then the es achila is inclusive hano too. Where by nevela it says the tanya loy soich lchom nevela. You're not allowed to eat nevela. What do you do with the nevela that wasn't shechted? Rather give it to the ger. A ger means a ger toshav. A goy that's mekayim zayim mitzvah b'nei noyach. He's not mekayim mitzvah nevela. He's allowed to have nevela. But zayim mitzvah b'nei noyach is mekayim. So the Torah says, leger shebesherecho titneno v'acholoi oy mechor lenochi, or sell it to a goy. The Torah gives the two options. To be nana from it. Either give it as a gift to a ger toshav or sell it to a goy. So we see clearly that when does the Torah say they allowed to be nana? Because the Torah says clearly, it's mashma when it doesn't say the special dispensation, you're allowed to be nana from the Issa, and the Issa Achila is inclusive Issa no. So according to Rabbavo, is behed yinal Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah says only because it says lo ya'ochel, it's read that way, which means Issa no. According to Rabbavo, every shoresh of lo ya'ochel is inclusive Achila nano, until the Torah says behed that it's mutar b'hano. Netanya, loy soich lekon avel leger shebeshechach titnena v'acholo, oy mechol enochi. Zok the Gemara, ein li el leger b'nesina. V'lenochi b'mechira, the Torah says you give it to a ger, and you sell it to a goy. Leger b'mechira minayin, what about if you want to decide to sell it to a ger toshav? Are you allowed to do that? Also, I know. Are you allowed to sell it? Tamad loymar, leger shebeshechach titnena, oy mechor. So there's a way how to learn read the pasuk. See, if the pasuk would have said titnena leger, give it to a ger, asher b'sherecho, oy mechor lenochi, then you're right. Then it's clearly titnena leger. But since the Torah says leger asher b'sherecho titnena va'acholo, oy mechor, so you can read it as everything go to the ger. The ger could be titnena oy mechor. The end of the pasuk is oy mechor lenochi. Really, the pasuk of the pasuk is that leger asher b'sherecho titnena va'acholo, give it to the ger. Or oy mochal enochi, or sell it to the guy, the regular guy, not the ger toshav. But you can read the pasuk also that the comma is after the word oy mechor. Leger sheb shirecho titnena v'acholoi oy mechor. You can do both things. Can be done to the ger, either mechira or bahano, or stam b'matona. So that's what we know both are mutter. Depends where you put the comma. So the mocha ain't leger b'nesin enochi mechira leger mechira minayin tamalam leger b'sherecho titnena oy mechor. Now what about the opposite? If you decide to give it as a gift to a regular guy, lenochi b'nesin minayin. So the mocha same cheshbon. Tamal loymar titnena v'achola oy mechor lenochi. You start the pasuk instead of starting the pasuk that it's a continuation from the ger. You start the pasuk v'acholoi titnena v'acholoi. You can give it to the guy oy mechor. You can sell it to the guy lenochi. Titneno v'acholoi oy mechor lenochi. So it says both can be done to the guy. Zok the Gemara nimtzes oimer echad ger echad nochi side ger toishav. That's mekayim zayim mitzvahs. And side to the regular guy beim mechira beim nesina divrei meis. So meis says you can read the pasuk both ways. Both ways. Where do you put the comma? You can go both go on the ger, both go on the nochi. Side mechira, side nesina. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, no. Dvorim kechsovan. Read it as is. Dafka leger ben nesina lenochi mechira. You can't choose. A ger toishov, you have to give for free. There's no selling. You're allowed to be nana, but you're allowed to be nana only from the matona that you gave. And the goy is dafka b'mechira. Can't give him a gift. My time at Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Zok Gemara Isak, that Kedom Rameyah, if it's like Rameyah that says that it's oy goes on both of them, that means titnena v'acholo oy mechor is going both on ger. And it's going both on nochi, titnena v'acholo oy mechor nochi. So Ibazoi, Licht Rachmana Leger, Ashem Shrecha Titeno, V'acholoi, Umechor. Why does it say oi? Oi means or. If it's going on both on the previous or both on the next, how you read it depends where you put the comma. What's the word oi? Oi means or. It's mashma, it's a new statement. It's like a comma. Zog the Mogha, if it's like a mea, Licht Rachmana Leger, Ashem Shrecha Titeno, V'acholoi, Umechor. Oi Lomali, Shema Minol Edvon Kechsovon. It's coming to tell me Kechsovon, Leger Dafka Benesina, and anochi davka b'mechira. The Gemara of Rameya, the Chari doesn't say oi. So it says oi. If it's going on both, why does the Taka say oi? The Rameya oi lahakdim. It's coming to tell me preference. What do you do first? First choice? First give a ger toish of a freebie. What do you do first with the regular guy? First try to sell it to him if you want to be nana. Only afterwards use the gift item, the gift choice. But first try to do lahakdim leger ben nesina and lenochi ben mechira. So the Gemara of Rameya oi lahakdim nesina the ger lemechira the nochi. What about contra Yuda? The Chayyim, that should be a good reason why it says oi. The Rabbi Yuda, holoi tzorich ka. Why? Came in the ger to mitzvah lach yoisoi. It's poshet. A ger is a ger toishof. There's a mitzvah of lach yoisoi. V'nochi at mitzvah lach yoisoi. Loi tzorich ka. You don't need a poshet to tell me that the preference is a ger ben nesina and a nochi ben mechira. He's mitzvah lach yoisoi. Exactly. He's a ger and he's not. So meila, it's poshet. You don't need to tell me a lach dumei. He at mitzvah lach yoisoi loi tzorich ka svaruhu. It's a svara that this one it goes first and that one not. So you don't need for that. It wouldn't be a reason why I would say so. Now in the etzim din of Chizkiya that lo ye'ochel is mashman issa anoz, Rashi explains because it's the Torah is makbit lo yoveli dey achila, and that's the hanosha boy. Meaning lo yoveli dey achila, the hanoah brings about that you're going to end up buying food with it. So it says loshen lo ye'ochel, but it's really the hanoah that's also. The other way of learning is that pshat is that no, lo ye'ochel, it should not be eaten. That means not by yourself, even by others, even by your animals. That's an issa hanotaka. That's how the Rishash Taka learns, that does gufa likta rein in the lo ye'ochel means issa hano. And the other way of learning is that what's the havonotaka? Why would lo ye'ochel include issa hano? Because achil is just an oifen of hano. There's many ways a person could be nana. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvah says clearly, he says, that when the Torah asks eating, it asks all hanos. The reason why it says loshen achila is achila is a constant hano. But be'etzim, when the Torah is talking about an issa, it's talking about the issa hano. Just achila is an oifen of hano. So it's all inclusive. Meaning an achila is a type of hano. It's a ständig, it's a constant hano. But really, it's really the issa hano shaboy that the Torah is makbid on. Now there are nafkaminas because an issa achila we know is a kazayas midiraisa. Mashenken issa hano, it's not loshen achila. If be'etzim it's going on the hano, maybe hano should be less. There's a tzad that it's a shavah pruta, it's a kuzkolshu. But like upon him, this is the yisoid of the issa hano, is achilah just an oifen of the hano. We'll stop over here towards the bottom of the moment.